Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I don't know that I have a better emailer than this guy. Marty's in Strongsville. Hi, Marty.
Marte.
He's a great emailer. He's not a great caller.
Marty. Hey, Marty.
Marty, because it's you, you're back on hold. Only because it's you. For the first time in 14 years, a gentleman named Bjorn has called the show. Hello, Bjorn.
Bjorn, loved you watch you play tennis. I was a big fan when you played for the Nets.
I liked you in ABBA.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up, Bjorn?
I want to know, what's the status of the new stadium? Is it going to happen or what?
All signs are green light go.
That's the word, Bjorn.
That's the word, unless they throw more red tape at it.
So what are they going to do for a team?
You know what's crazy about
a
dome?
You're asking a lot, Bjorn.
Bjorn, you know what's crazy about a dome? You don't just have to play football in there. You can have concerts. I think I saw it reconfigured for basketball. Perhaps they want to play hockey in there.
Monster truck.
How about big time wrestling?
Yeah, baby.
Give me something.
You know what they can do? When the wrestlers come in, they can recruit them for offensive linemen.
That's right. Draft. Super Bowl.
Yeah, they need to do something.
Bowl.
Hey, if this new stadium does go up,
yes,
is there going to be a Deshaun Watson statue?
Bjorn, thank you very much.
Man, he waited out a whole long time. That was pretty lengthy.
Pretty good, huh?
No, I didn't.
I'll bet Marty's back in Strongsville. Hey, Marty.
Marty, you there? We're going to go to every other call.
Yeah,
hey.
I'm here.
There you
Marty.
Go.
You know, guys, unfortunately, we don't realize, or people aren't talking about the hole that was dug with the Deshaun Watson trade.
It's funny.
I felt
like I spent 25 minutes, 40 minutes on that this morning.
You missed the first hour,
but
Marty.
Keep going, Marty.
But it ties into what Tyvus says, okay?
Okay.
You don't have the money to get free agents. You didn't have the picks for years. You didn't hit all that well on it. And the window closed. And you know, back then, I don't blame them for trying, you know, to get him over the hump. But there was a huge hole that was dug. You know, talk about a swing and a miss. It's like the pitcher didn't even make the ball to the plate when we swung. But that's what happens, you know. I don't blame them for wanting to try to do something back then.
But here's the problem, Marty. Let me just say this. You said get over the hump. To them, they looked at the hump like it was a mountain. When now, as we watch Baker Mayfield play in Tampa, it was an anthill.
Right. You know, and on top of that, okay, Baker was a good game manager. And that's what we're faced with now. The only time he wasn't a good game manager was when he played hurt. And he played hurt because he thought he was going to lose his job if he didn't show up and play.
He was looking for that big contract. There's no question on that. And I mean, there's a part of me that understands as a front office, you're like, man, this kid's he plays reckless. And by the way he played reckless yesterday helped his team pick up first downs. He does things that other quarterbacks don't do. If you get hurt time and time again, you can understand why a front office wouldn't want to do that. But as we watch him get better every week in Tampa, and I hear every talking head that sits behind a desk starts calling him an MVP candidate, it makes me go, man, what a bad decision that was here.
Clark's in Cleveland. Hello, Clark.
Hello, Clark.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
So hindsight is telling us a lot of things here that we should not be ignoring, and Baker is one of them. Flacco yesterday, this is coaching. There's no justification for passing the ball 52 times yesterday, none whatsoever. 8 men in the box, call a formation that forces them out the box. Put 4 receivers out there, put 5, make them come out. And if they don't respect 4 receivers, then throw the ball. There's no justification for it. I feel like Kevin's ego has been a part of this the whole time, and that's beginning to show itself more and more. Now, with the Shador thing, I'll just say this. It's going to be boom or bust. I'm going to tell you this. Shador Sanders not throwing the ball 52 times and not getting a single touchdown. He might have took a lot of sacks. But you know what? It had been more exciting than watching that mess we saw on the 5-yard, 3-yard outs yesterday for a full game. So this is old. Kevin Stefanski needs to go the way of James Franklin, and everyone needs to come to that realization. He's a dead man walking now. You have a team that I'm sure is miserable to go to practice at this time. They need to inject something into this offense, into this team right now to get them through the rest of the season.
All right, Clark, what you could inject is talent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
They don't have as much of it as you need. I'm sorry, and I'm not going to sit here and blame Dylan Gabriel. The kid's had 2 starts, and Clark, I know you weren't either. He's had 2 starts. They asked him to throw it 52 times. Clark, as you said, what? How in the world can you justify that? It makes no sense at all. It makes no sense. And Kevin said yesterday that the run, I forget his exact terminology, but let's just say the run was, they were ineffective running the ball. Teams that run the ball well keep running it. Especially when you don't have top-notch wide receivers. Your line's not pass blocking well, and your quarterback is a rookie in his second NFL start. I do not get it. Do not get it. David is in the state of New York. Hello, David.
Hello, David.
Hey. Good afternoon, fellas. I just wanted to tell you, you guys should have known that you're season was going to go in the tank when the owner...
Wait, your guys, what team do you own?
New York Giants.
Okay, Giants fan. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
And I'm about to give you some parallels, because as you know, the Giants have been...
Thanks for playing, David.
David, you can't...
Can't say that.
We prefer words with more than 4 letters.
Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, I have something for you.
Oh, what do you got?
Uh-oh.
This is one of those fine things that will set off Jeff Phelps... So for those of you watching us currently on NoTube,
yes,
or on
air, I'm going to sit up.
Whatever it is, you're about to watch Jeff Phelps' face. This is courtesy of Mike Tomlin in his press conference today. I would tell you to enjoy, but you won't.
Hello, guys.
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us, because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
Wow. Wow.
Ouch. Play it again. Play it again.
Can you play it again?
I mean, if that's really what you want
yes.
in this world. Mike Tomlin, press conference today.
You know, to be honest, it was shocking to me. Andrew Berry must be a lot smarter than me or us, because it doesn't make sense to me to trade a quarterback that you think enough of to make your opening day starter to a division opponent that's hurting in that area. But that's just my personal feelings.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Tomlin, ouch, a man who speaks the truth.
Ouch. Jeff, how many trades have the Browns and Bengals ever had throughout the history of the two franchises?
I think one, Andy. I think they just made it. And
here, again, I didn't understand it either.
Here's the other thing. I thought bringing in Joe was not the best of ideas, and I thought I had said all along, and I'll remember they were 1-3 with Joe. So mm-hmm. And Joe wasn't playing very well here. He had the second lowest quarterback rating in the NFL. That said, I still think they should have started Kenny Pickett, because younger maybe could be your quarterback moving forward. You know, maybe you find your Geno Smith. Maybe you find your Sam Darnold. Maybe you get lucky. Joe wasn't the long-term answer. I would have played Pickett. And when Joe was here, it wasn't going very well. But this thing wasn't set up for a rookie quarterback to go in. And when they made the move, Andy, the one thing I pointed out and you pointed out was this. Wait a minute. You're trying to catch these guys and pass them in the division, and you just threw them a lifeline. That made no sense at all. At the absolute most, and this isn't the way it's going to work out, you move up in the draft from, let's say you had the last pick in the sixth round to the top pick in the fifth. You move up 60-some spots. That's worth giving your opponent a quarterback who can start while Joe Burrow's healing up?
Yeah.
It was silly. If you'd have got a fifth and not given up a sixth, might be a little better.
Let me just say two things.
I don't get it.
If Mike Tomlin's saying that in a press conference today,
imagine what
I'm wondering what other teams are saying about that trade. That was like, I can't believe those guys just did it. Two, that is
one of the most honest comments I've ever heard from a head coach.
And it should be the start of a diss track, shouldn't it? I mean, exactly. I mean, like, I can't believe, man. This is like,
don't rap again, please.
This is like Kendrick versus Drake. It's kind of like that. He's just basically saying to the Browns, not like us. That's all I'm saying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.